Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Today is Pentecost Sunday. The readings are taken from Acts 2 verses 1 to 11 and John 20 verses 19 to 23. And Nick Tall, reader at St. James, will unpack the message. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website. The reading is taken from Acts 2, beginning at verse 1, and is taken from the message, a sound like a strong wind. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. When they heard the sound, they came on the run. Then, when they heard, one after another, their own mother tongues being spoken, they were blown away. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on and kept saying, "Aren't these all Galileans? How come we're hearing them talk in our various mother tongues? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, visitors from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, immigrants from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, even Cretans and Arabs. They were speaking our languages, describing God's mighty works." This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is taken from John 20, beginning at verse 19. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were gathered together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord.
In 2021, an entrepreneur strode across the sea cliffs of North Cornwall, breathing in the fresh sea breeze, and they thought to themselves, "This is beautiful. If only we could bottle this, people would want it." And so the Cornish Coastal Air Company was born. Now, the idea was simple: to seal up bottles of Cornish air, capturing the essence of salt-flecked breeze rolling in from the Atlantic, and then sell it by mail order worldwide. People laughed, as you have laughed, but people also laughed when bottled water first came to market. Would it work? Would people pay for bottled air captured live at source, bringing with it the promise of that experience of the clean, bright air from the sea? Well, no. The Cornish Coastal Air Company did not last long. You see, you can't capture the full depth of the experience in a bottle. If you took the vast, swirling, rolling firmament and scooped it into a container, you would not preserve it, you would destroy it. The wild winds coming across the oceans, through Shannon, Fastnet, Lundy, rising slowly, fair to good, are not for us to tame. They cannot be commodified. You just have to stand in the air current and experience its movement, fleeting, changeable, sometimes powerful, sometimes gentle. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. Today is Pentecost, the birthing day of the church, the day when the Holy Spirit, God's active, life-giving movement in the world, was poured out onto his people. Ever since, the church has been running to catch up with the Spirit, sometimes trying to pin her down, sometimes hiding away from it, sometimes trying to control or even deny. But God's Spirit is like Cornish sea air. Pneuma, the Greek word that we translate as spirit, it's a gender-neutral, a neuter word. It also means and is translated as breath, air, wind. When John's Gospel says the wind blows wherever it pleases, he is alluding to God's Spirit. When Paul wrote in his letter to the Thessalonians, saying Jesus would overthrow evil with the breath of his mouth, he used that word for spirit, pneuma, as close as breathing, found in the whisper. That is God's Spirit. Now, in the Hebrew scriptures, the word is ruach. This time it's a feminine noun, and it refers to breath, as God scooped up a handful of dust and breathed on it, and so gave life and made man. Ruach is the air. It is the Spirit of God hovering over the waters in that Genesis creation story of old, told round nomad campfires by a people on the move before being committed to holy parchment in sacred text by the temple priests, finally settling and becoming fixed after generations of wandering. Ancient language for God, shifting between masculine and feminine and moving beyond gender, showing that our spiritual forefathers knew not to try and pin God down. It is not for us to try and contain God in a vessel of our limited understanding. Like Cornish sea air, the Spirit cannot be captured in a bottle. If you try and contain her, you will lose her. She blows where she will. We experience the Spirit's movement, but where the Spirit comes from and where it is leading, we know not. The Spirit cannot be commodified, but we sense her when we stand as she moves, and we feel the breeze, fleeting, changeable, often powerful, always gentle. We do not control the Spirit, but we are borne along by it. In the Orthodox Church's hymn of entry, which is a liturgy used when people commit their lives to the service of God, they utter these words: come and do your will in me. Come when you wish and as you see fit. Come like a breeze, like a blessing, if you think it right. Come like a thunderbolt to test me and burn up my being, if you think that is how it should be. Let each journey freely on the road of his life. Let each sail on the sea of his uncertain fate. Sail with the voyagers, fare with the wayfarers, heal the sick, O physician of our souls and bodies. Come and do your will in me. The Spirit comes, not at our bidding, but from God. Our only choice is how to receive him. Do we run towards or do we run away? Do we try to control or do we willingly surrender? Do we try and put them in a box or do we come out of our box into a brighter, bigger, deeper, holier way of life? When the wind blows, the only way to escape is to take shelter, to build walls. But even then, the gale outside can shake your windows and rattle your walls, blow in through the cracks and rush through the gaps. But who wants to hide inside in the dark, curled up, afraid, afraid of the elements, afraid of life, afraid of God? God calls us to be outside, to stand on the sea cliffs amidst the circling gulls, feeling the breeze on our faces as it dances round the marram grass, weaving in and out of the dunes, pushing the sailboats on their way to the horizon, and filling us with incomprehensible joy. Ruach, pneuma, spirit, air. We are in the air, and the air is in us. The air we breathe, it fills our lungs, it enters our blood, it brings life to our bodies, and it sustains us. Constantly we draw on it, breathing in and out, and in and out, every minute of every day, from our first infant gasp and every living moment since. We often don't notice our breath, but like the Spirit, it is always there, in our waking and in our sleeping, in our laughing and in our lament. The air is within us. The Spirit is within us. And we are also in the air. It surrounds us. It enfolds us. It is as close as breathing, yet it stretches all the way to the horizon and beyond. Wherever we travel, even to the ends of the earth, the sky is there ahead of us, stretching into the beyond and reaching out to the infinite. We are in the air and we are in the Spirit. And so the Spirit is within us, giving us life, animating us, inspiring us. And we are in the Spirit, surrendering to something greater than us, being drawn on to go beyond ourselves and become more fully the person God made us to be. We live with God's Spirit in holy perichoretic union, enfolding and enfolded, within and without, both holding and being held, co-inhering with the divine, and as God reaches out to us, so we reach back to God, a God who is imminently close and transcendently distant, comforting in the here and now, and stretching us to peer beyond the horizon and glimpse eternity. If you sense the whisper of God inviting you to open the doors and step out of the stale, dark space into the fresh light of the Spirit, say in your heart with me the Orthodox prayer, the hymn of entry. Come and do your will in me. Come when you wish and as you see fit. Come like a breeze, like a blessing if you think it right. come like a thunderbolt to test me and burn up my being if you think that is how it should be. Let each journey freely on the road of his life. Let each sail on the sea of his uncertain fate. Sail with the voyagers, fare with the wayfarers, heal the sick, O physician of our souls and bodies. Come and do your will in me. And as you pray, know that Jesus draws near, just as he did with his first disciples, and breathes his Spirit upon you. Commit yourself to sail wherever the Spirit blows, and trust in the triune God. You are in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.